Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
Okay, Giggle Slappers. This pod's about to slap.
Yeah, it is.
That sounded violent.
No, but in the most respectful way.
There's so much for us to talk about, but before we get into all the crazy tea, we have a very special guest. And you guys know we don't just throw anyone on the pod.
No, we don't. We really vet them.
We have the CEO of Giggly Squad, our head marketing manager and Gen Z correspondent, Elena, all the way from the West Coast. Welcome to Giggly Squad.
Hi.
And guys, that's just a little bit about what it's like to work with us. Her enthusiasm said it all.
Typical Gen Z attitude. No, Elena, I force you to come on here.
That's true.
Yeah, this is totally against her will.
Because we need premium content. And people want to know, the main question when I asked on Instagram about what should we ask our Gen Z correspondent was, how the hell did she get this job? Elena, did you even want to work for us?
No.
And that's why we hired her.
I don't even know. I think one day when you guys were doing the lives, I DM'd you something funny, and then you thought it was funny, and then I kept being funny, and then you kept thinking it was funny, and then you were like, wow, we're gonna actually start doing this, so do you want to do the social media? And then I was like, well, yeah, because I graduated college into a pandemic, I need a job. And now here we are, like a year and a half later.
Yeah. But it's true. People are always like, how do I get a job? How do I get a job? Elena would do these summaries. Do you remember, Paige?
Yes.
Of the Instagram lives that we did that were so fucking funny because she was also making fun of us, which is the key to our hearts. Mm-hmm. And she just kept sending me like the funniest shit. And I'm like, you're really, really funny. Like, I want to surround myself with people that are smarter and funnier and cooler than me, and that is Elena.
Mm-hmm. You did it. Congratulations.
So, Elena, Gen Z correspondent, we have some serious questions from us and the Gigglers. First of all, do you know how to write in cursive?
Yeah, I learned the cursive alphabet in second grade, but I don't remember it being required for anything after that.
Okay.
Wow. Who's more chuggy, Hannah or me?
Okay, so I knew this was going to be a question. And my whole thing is like, you don't want to know the answer.
No, we do. We do because we want a course cracked.
Yeah.
I feel nervous because my hair is parted on the side. So I am going to switch it immediately before you give your answer.
I don't know. I feel like I just literally talk to Hannah every day, so it would have to be her.
It's a great answer. What makes someone chuggy?
Yeah, what about me is chuggy?
I don't know. I think I make fun of you a lot for your TikToks sometimes, and I think that's mostly just it. But
I can see
also,
that.
like, also, Paige's transitions on TikTok are also really funny.
They're so bad. No, they're so bad. I don't know how the kids are making these TikToks.
My first year on TikTok, I was just
Right.
using it like, what is it called, Musical.ly, where I just was like lip syncing, and she was like, "You can make your own videos, you know," and I was
Oh
like,
yeah. Well, my whole
"Cute."
thing was like, you were literally just using TikTok as like dub smash
Yeah.
for like, but like for sounds that weren't even viral. So I was like, how the fuck is she finding these things? Like, is she just like remembering a scene from a movie and like, I have to do that?
Well, I didn't realize people were just using viral sounds. I thought you were trying to find like a cool new sound. I was lost and scared.
You don't have
Okay,
to do that.
Elena, what is a pick me girl?
Wow, I've been dying to know this.
I mean, I feel like the only way to describe it would be like the girl that's like, I only get along with guys. Like, I'm only friends with guys. It would be shit like that.
Yeah. So she like needs constant affirmation from men, or like really wants attention from men, and then
I
brags about
guess.
it.
Perhaps. I don't know.
I
Not
can I
me.
tell can we also say what we think these things are?
Yeah, go
Okay.
for
Because
it.
I thought a pick me girl was like the girl in the group that is so annoying and like will wait around for whoever is last standing at like a bar or club for a guy to like say, come home with me.
Same energy.
Okay, same energy.
Okay, what is a bruh girl?
Dude, when you sent me that question, I have no idea. Like, I've seen it on TikTok. The only way that I can describe it, what like exudes the energy, would be like the girl that was in school that like always just being like wearing a knee brace for no reason, and you're like kind of scared of her. You know what I mean? Like, yeah,
That
I
is
feel like that's
so
like equal
funny.
energy.
I thought that was like the girl that is like, I'm a guy's girl.
Honestly, I. Maybe.
I
I
think someone called me
don't
that too. I'm basically just going off of
know.
what the Gen Zs are calling me on TikTok.
So basically what this segment is you projecting onto me.
Yeah, it's literally just Hannah's insults and then getting it explained to her.
Okay, what does link mean? Paige, what do you think link means?
To like meet up with someone. Like we're gonna link.
Or does it mean like sex?
Wouldn't that just be like a sneaky link? I feel like you guys have talked about that
So
before.
sneaky
I
link
do
and
a
links are the
sneaky link.
same.
Yeah, you've never been like, do you want to link
Link up, does that mean hook up or hang out?
Like, do you have to link? Like, does a girl have to link with a guy, or can I link with like one of my girlfriends to get like Starbucks?
I do not say this word at
Okay.
all.
So we should
But
just
I
avoid
feel
it.
like, yeah, just like take it right out of your vocabulary.
Okay, cool.
I was linking with this guy last night. The
I
link
don't
was
want to know.
No, I don't
his
think.
link was super long.
No, that's not how you use it.
Okay.
That's not how
Yeah,
you use it at
you
all.
can. I think take that to TikTok, post that, see what happens. Just like look at the
I'm
comments.
so sick of getting harassed by Gen Zs, but yeah, I will because I'm a masochist.
I
What
have a
is,
question.
yeah.
Do people like Bryce Hall? And I'm gonna tell you something. I don't know if I know which one he is.
He's the one who dated Addison Rae.
That's like the people that like Bryce Hall are the people that are also, I feel like, 10 years younger than me.
Got it.
Like,
You know who I do think is hot, and I get, and there's someone else I don't know his name.
Lil
He
Huddy.
does the, nope, don't know who that is at all. He does the podcast with Dave Portnoy, the BFF podcast.
I think that they're in like the same content house.
Yeah, what's that guy's name?
Paige, he's
I
like
also
13.
don't know.
Okay, he's
I
hot,
don't
and he's
know. I don't
definitely
know
over
any of their
18.
names.
Okay, Elena, what is the sheesh point to the vein dance? Like we point to
So
your vein and they go sheet or sheesh or
it's definitely
skeet.
not a dance. It's kind of funny when you're in the moment and you just do it and then
Does it have to do with like doing
laugh.
drugs in your arm?
Wow, we sound like such moms. Is this
Is
drug related?
this drug related?
I think that
are you doping?
No.
Are you doing weed?
Are you doing weed?
Are you guys doing weed?
I think that it stems from a meme or something. It's like ice in my veins and then pointing to it. Like,
oh. So
it's way more innocent than I thought. I thought they were like, I'm shooting up.
Yeah, no. My brain immediately went to heroin.
Yeah. Kids these days.
Elena, can you please use bet in a sentence?
Bet.
It means like, hell yeah. Right? It means like, okay. Agreed.
Like that was me doing it when you said that to do it. I was like, okay, I got it.
Okay.
Like if I said, hey, meet me tomorrow morning to get iced coffee, you'd say bet.
Oh, okay. Got it. I used to date a guy a couple months ago and he was younger than me and he used to say it all the time. And I used to try.
Never knew what he meant.
No, I was just like, okay.
No, my brother says it all the time. I literally will say anything to my older brother. He'll be like, okay, bet. And I'm just like, sure.
Okay, got it. Got it.
Like, do you want to place a bet? And he's like, okay, bet. Okay. What does bussin' mean?
I thought bussin' meant like dancing.
Okay. I thought it meant you're getting to school on time.
Okay.
Bussin'. Is it like twerking?
I would say no.
Wow, that's exactly what I thought it was. I thought it was like a different form of twerking.
Yeah, didn't Meg the Stallion say like bussin'?
But she didn't mean it. She didn't mean dancing. Okay, here's another one. Does no one part their hair on the side?
Because I thought Addison Rae did it at the Met Gala.
She did.
Shout out Addison.
She did.
I just don't. I'm sorry. You can if you
do
want
any
to.
Do any of your friends?
No.
Wow. Okay. Do you guys think that guys with one dangly earring are hot?
I kind of hate that.
Yeah, I hate that too.
Okay.
I hate to see it.
Now, just a question in general of how you guys live your life. Do you use Snapchat and Instagram and TikTok and Twitter and YouTube?
Mm-hmm. I feel like I use Snapchat, but it's like it's just groups. Like I don't Snapchat people. Mostly
got it.
Just like groups of people.
Okay.
But I utilize.
So you have friends.
I mean, I don't.
You have other friends besides us. Because I was never invited to a Snapchat group, which is super weird.
I don't even have Snapchat.
So have you noticed, Paige, younger girls, if they like want a picture, they pull up their Snapchat?
Yeah, I have noticed that.
And they're smarter. They're good.
I do that and then I save it from Snapchat.
Is Instagram
still... Or I'll do that from Instagram.
Is Instagram still cool for you guys?
I mean, if you look at my grid, I've been dark for over a year now, but I post on my close friend's story a lot.
You do.
Got it.
So
we haven't talked about close friends, and I think close friends is where it's at.
You're most active on TikTok, though.
Like scrolling, yeah. I never scroll Instagram, even though that's what I'm here for.
Well, our demographic, we're big on Insta. We're big on Insta.
You guys are huge on Instagram. Yeah. You're such a hit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Are you guys wearing Crocs? Is that in?
Yeah, I'm wearing Crocs right now.
Do you buy the pins?
Yeah, I bought slides. Yeah, do you want to see how cute this is?
Interesting.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Wow.
And do you wear them with? Do you wear them with socks?
Yeah, I'm wearing ankle length Nike socks right now.
Okay. Interesting.
Interesting.
I'm literally just in my studio.
How should girls be doing their eyebrows now?
I don't know. Whatever looks right to frame your face. Currently, I like.
Because you have great eyebrows.
Yeah,
I kind of do like the laminated look. I use use like the Pauly D Gatsby glue hair gel.
Pauly D, like from Jersey Shore?
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm on that trend. I laminate my eyebrows.
Wait, laminate?
Yeah,
like how you laminate a paper? Like when it's going to rain outside and you laminate it, you walk outside.
You've
exactly
never
like that.
Have you ever seen those like makeup tutorials where they have like a sheet of paper over them and they're like gluing it up?
I don't do that. I just use like a spoolie and run the shit through. But
yeah.
So people aren't making their eyebrows super dark anymore.
I guess not.
Like drawing it intensely, because there was
a time. No, I feel like everything's a lot later. Like even when it comes to like base of, like the base of your face, the foundation and stuff.
Oh my God. I have another question. In terms of fashion, when the Y2K trend came, did you guys know that it was from a previous era?
But like, what articles of clothing are you talking about specifically?
All of it.
Yeah, literally all of it.
Like the bucket hats, the spaghetti straps, the
like low rise,
the mixed patterns.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought I was getting
Do you know what plagiarism is? It's what Olivia Rodrigo did to Paramore. This has become a call out.
Yeah, no.
Okay, one final question. Is Ben Affleck and J-Lo fake?
I think they're just vibing. Like, kind of fun for them.
They're just vibing. But here's the other thing, Hannah. They don't know them from the original
getting
together.
True.
Like, to them, they're a new couple.
Mm-hmm. I found out that they got back together when they got back together.
Okay, good.
One more. Are you guys aware that screen time is correlating to depression, anxiety, and are you guys trying to lower your screen time?
My screen time is about, like, 4 hours every week, like, 4 hours a day every week. I feel like
that's not bad. That's actually not bad.
That's not bad.
What's yours? Share.
Mine is 4 hours average.
Wow.
However, it's down 50% from the week before because I was at a wedding. So it's 8 hours.
Yeah. Okay, my average is 7.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like that's
still not bad.
I feel like
you work like on your phone, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing intensive work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Literally your job.
Now, Elena.
It should be higher.
It should be higher.
It means you're being lazy, bitch.
No, that's a full work day, bitch.
Elena, do you have any final words for the gigglers?
Mm-hmm.
As the sole Gen Z correspondent, to help them stay cool.
I feel like everyone should just know that I am 24 years old. So, like, I am at, like,
you're on the cusp.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're saying
because I was born in 97.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But that's why we can relate to you, because you know a little bit about us. Also, your sister told me to tell you hello.
Which one?
I don't know. But she did write
in. Okay, cool.
Elena, we love you so much. Everyone. Yes. You've all liked hysterical memes, clips, stories. Basically, this bitch is behind everything. So we love you so much, Elena. And thank you for letting us torture you on a public platform.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, honey. Okay, you can get out of here.
Okay, so it's safe to say that Elena...
Did we just find out she's not Gen Z?
No, she's Gen Z. She hates us.
Hates us.
Who doesn't hate their boss, though? You know what? I feel like we're doing something right. Who doesn't hate their boss?
No, what I love about her is, yeah, she'll never give me what I want. Like, I'll try to make her laugh, and she will never give it to me. And then
nothing.
I have to just keep trying.
All of my cousins are Gen Z, too, and they all have that same attitude where, like, nothing fazes them. We're over here spiraling.
We're having that moment where you just hung out with your friend and now you're questioning everything you said and you're like, am I annoying?
I think that we annoyed her. No, we were.
I think that we ruined her day. And I love that for us.
Oh my God. Okay, Hannah, let's get back into like millennial things.
Yeah, let's go back to normal.
Let's talk about Seth Rogen.
There were a lot of gigglers, though, that had questions, so I hope that we were able to answer some of them for you. let's get into it. Paige, how was your week? How was your weekend? What were you up to?
Okay, the craziest. I very, very last minute ended up going to Aspen for a wedding, and I had never been to Aspen in the fall. The vibes. Uh-huh. The vibes amazing. Were amazing. But let me tell you something. I in true form, like to make an entrance, you know, to anything that I go to.
Yes.
So Friday, I get to the house that I'm staying at. And, you know, I'm there a couple hours. You know, I'm trying to hydrate. Altitude sickness is no joke. So I'm trying to drink all my water, do the things. I hadn't drank any alcohol. Were they
warning you, like, the altitude's different? Be careful.
I knew before because one time I went to Aspen with Perry and I threw up everywhere. And needless to say, he wasn't, you know, he wasn't keen on me being the drunkest girl everywhere we went. But hey, it was a fun time. So I knew that, like, it's no joke. And I knew that my body, like, doesn't acclimate as quickly as everyone else's. They actually sell oxygen in, like, these little things at the grocery store. So I'd, like, gotten a bunch of those. And I'm just like, it's like an inhaler.
Oh, my God.
And so I get up. I, like,
they're like drug dealing oxygen. You want some ox?
Yeah, I'm like, can you, like, do you have the bigger can? Do you, like, have I'll the big pay O? Extra. Yeah. So I am, like, getting up to get water. It's like nighttime at this point. I'm getting up to get water, and all of a sudden my vision starts going and I yell, I'm fainting.
Wow, you couldn't even enjoy the faint. You had to you had to narrate your faint.
I push myself up against the wall and literally can feel myself slithering down. My friend, like, said that my eyes were wide open, though, and that it was the scariest thing ever, and that I was, like, straight up having a seizure for, like, 30 seconds.
Wait, and you weren't drunk?
No, I hadn't drank anything.
That's so scary.
It's, like, not a joke. No, seriously, not a joke. Their altitude sickness. And then someone else that I was with was, like, throwing up all night. It's a whole thing.
So you fainted, and then you were kind of like, I'm good now?
Yeah, no, I popped back up and was like, I'm good.
Sorry, I lost you for 30 seconds, but bitch is back.
Honestly, I needed some alone time.
Wait, that's crazy.
How was your wedding weekend?
My wedding weekend was fun, but it was like, there's different kinds of weddings. Like, sometimes you're just like the loner friend that's coming to support. Sometimes you're in the wedding party, maybe. And then sometimes you are the sister of the groom.
Yeah.
Now,
Hannah, did you give a speech?
Oh, no, I wasn't allowed. I was under strict instructions to
not grab
just
any
lay low. Lay low. It's but I did give so my dad and I both are, like, kind of the loud mouths of the family. We're given strict instructions to lay low. It was a nice Midwest wedding. They just they couldn't trust us.
Yeah.
Which is a valid point based on the past. But at the engagement dinner, the rehearsal dinner, sorry. I was like, Dad, do a speech. Like, it's like 10 people. I'm like, do a speech.
My dad, I love when you peer pressure your parents to doing something bad.
Because I was like, I'll do it if you do it. My dad is, like, a very good speaker. He's a salesperson. He's very smooth. He has a great sense of humor. He froze. He called. I could tell, like, immediately. He was like, oh, God. He called Jeannie.
It was
super, super. And he called my brother great. And then said that their relationship is so authentic. And I was like, guys, this isn't a reality show. This isn't The Bachelor. Like, you don't have to be like, you guys are definitely here for the right reason. And then he said that he felt like he's known Jeannie his entire life. Like, it just was, it was weird. And we all were like, what the fuck was that?
And then, I'm crying.
And afterward, he was like, did I do well? And I was like, no. And he was like, I blacked out. I don't remember anything I said. And I was like, we're in the negative. So then I go up.
Did I do well?
No. But it was, at least he kept it short. If you're going to fail, fail fast. You guys remember that.
Yeah.
Quote.
Yeah.
Then I'm not going to lie. I gave a great speech. Everyone was laughing. It just came to me. And then I, like, made eye contact with Daniel and Jeannie, my brother and his fiance, and I just started crying.
No
way.
Like,
my knees got weak, and you know me, like, I don't cry, or I only cry. Like, there's right. no in between.
There's no in between. You'll never see Hannah tear up.
No, no, no. I'm either sobbing, shaking, yeah. or I'm never been more chill. So yeah. I start sobbing, and then I sit down, and I go, beat that motherfucker to my dad. Because once the tears came, it was like an Oscar yeah. performance.
Wait, I love that. Do you think that you got more emotional because you're getting married and like, or do you think no. just because it was your little brother?
It was because it was my little brother. It was because yeah. like, it's such a big life event. And also yeah. I feel like there's so many situations that I could have been worried about him. And yeah. he's always been such a rock in the family, where like he found someone really early on and like his job is doing well. Like he's like solid. And I've always been kind of yeah. the black sheep who people are like, are you okay?
Right.
I'm like, I don't know. So yeah. just Time will like tell. Seeing him have his shit together, like made me yeah. cry.
It's aspirational.
Yes.
Inspiring.
It's inspiring. But, it is. And, but I was looking at their wedding to make some notes for my own wedding in a year or so. So Jeannie decides for her first look that she's going to pull a prank on him. So Jeannie decides for her first look that she's going to pull a prank on him. But this has been decided for a while. And it's basically my brother's best friend from like middle school puts himself in a wedding dress. So my brother's standing there for like a good 5 minutes and he's yeah. shitting himself because he knows Jeannie's about to tap on him and he's going to do the first look.
Yeah.
So he turns around and sees his friend Jack in a wedding dress and he can't even like handle the joke at the time. Like he was like, what, bro, what?
I feel like first looks are like a new trend.
It's a new trend and I'm going to be honest, I don't think I'm going to do it.
I have mixed feelings about it because I do like that like picture aesthetic, but there's something so traditional about him seeing you for the first time walking down the aisle toward him.
See, I was on the fence, like I could be convinced of anything, but Dez yeah. was like, yeah, I'm traditional. I want to see you down the aisle. And I was like, done yeah. and done. Because people want to take photos before the ceremony, but there's something about it that kind of like sucks the romance out of it. Like everyone kind of standing, taking photos.
Right. Like, is it like a time issue or like.
Yeah. But yeah. I also think photos are becoming less staged, where like I want a couple good photos with the right people and then let's get photos throughout the wedding of us like.
Right. Having fun.
Being organic. Yeah, maybe. Anyway, so we had a lot of weddings, but we survived.
Yeah. It was a wedding weekend for us.
I did have a really high slit up my dress, like really
high.
And
did you make use of that slit?
So basically I walked in and like you could, like it was bad. You could see my pubic hair. And my dad was like, how come every bridesmaid's covered their legs except for you? Why is your leg coming out like that? So I found a little clip and we were good. But the labia was almost exposed.
You know what? It's a fun wedding. I love that it's warmer weather. I love when the seasons change because the outfits change. And now we can say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and t-shirts. Quince always has your lineup of timeless pieces that keep you looking effortlessly chic all year long. I loved their cashmere sweaters this winter, but now it's all about their European linen dresses. Their blouses and shorts are $30. Washable silk tank tops are timeless, and they also have 14 karat gold jewelry and so much more. I actually bought all of Craig's curtains in his living room from Quince probably like a month ago and were absolutely obsessed. The best part about Quince is all their items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/giggly for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/giggly to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/giggly. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem. aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. Hey, Gigglers, I want to tell you not to panic the next time you have to buy someone the perfect gift. Have you tried gift mode on Etsy? First of all, let me just say, I get a lot of things on Etsy just in general, but it's so perfect for gifting because everything is so personalized and tailored to the person you're shopping for. If you haven't tried gift mode on Etsy, then definitely give it a try because it absolutely takes the stress out of gifting and you find the perfect item. All you have to do is tap gift mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com, answer a few short questions like who you're shopping for, what they like, what are their interests, and gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. I personally like gifting myself. So if you're a fashionista, I always like to type in things like 60s fashion, or if I'm looking for a specific mini skirt, and it pops up just the most perfect curated things for myself that I gift to myself. But it's also great if you have someone in your family who's a cooking lover and you can get personalized charcuterie boards. It's perfect for everyone. So whether you need a housewarming gift or a birthday present for someone who loves pickleball, gift mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
I have some questions for you.
Okay. I have some questions for you. You go first.
Interesting. Okay. It's about hotel beds. Here we are. It's about hotel beds.
Okay. I feel like I have a lot of answers.
Okay, good. Let's just be honest. Hotels are hot.
Of course.
Hotels are sexy. You see a hotel, yeah. You want to have sex. Dez has a joke where he's like, if you have two beds, there's like one for fucking and eating and then one for sleeping.
Yeah. I agree.
And then
with
he
that.
Also joked that like we can go 3 weeks or more without changing our sheets. But if you get home from a hotel and your sheets aren't done, you're like, how can I live in this?
Yeah. Wait, that's so true. I'm like, I am a different person today.
Like, how am I gonna live in my own gross filth when it's like, hey, you haven't cleaned your apartment in 3 months, so why are we?
I actually am very weird about changing my sheets.
Oh,
because I spray tan a lot. I spray tan a lot though.
Yes.
So I have like a smell sometimes.
I do like the spray tan smell though a little, but guys don't get it.
Yeah, they don't.
But my question to you is, we accidentally booked 2 queen beds.
Okay.
And I'm not going to lie, like, we nap together, but then at night, we had our own beds, and I'm like, is it fucked up that society tells you that once you meet your person, you suddenly have to change your whole sleep and sleep in a bed with them? Like, do you like sleeping in bed with another person, and could you see yourself doing it for the rest of your life, or would you be like, okay, let's get separate beds?
Okay, I don't ever see myself having a separate bed. But I will always see myself having a king size bed.
Yes.
So that it's like, can you, like, so, like, I can put my whole arm out and I'm not even touching you and feel good about that.
Kings are a game changer.
Kings are a game changer. And California Kings, which I realized are not wider, they're longer.
Oh, so it's for, like, if you date an NBA player?
Yeah. And so those are really nice, too. But I've thought about a lot recently when I do get married, having my own room.
Yes.
Like.
Yes. Yes.
Like, before I have children or, like, whatever, where it's like, okay, I'm going to my room where, like, I nap in there. Yep. Or maybe, like, that's where I take calls. Maybe, like, I have some clothes in that closet rather than, like, our big luxurious one that we share that I have most of the space in. Like, I kind of want my own space. Like, guys get a man cave and it's like, okay, we should have to accept that. Like, I want my own
basement.
Room. Yeah, like, I'm getting my own room.
So I've lived with Des during a pandemic. So you're, like, really on top of each other for, like, almost a year now. And I love my own space. And sometimes, like, Butter and I want to cuddle. And, like, Butter's like, can you get him out of here? And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And I'll, like, go to another room and we'll cuddle. I just think that we have to normalize having your own space. Just because you marry someone does not mean that you have to, like, be attached at the hip all the time. And I actually think long-term relationships are healthier when you miss each other a little. And oh, sorry, I ordered Mexican food.
As you should. That's so funny because on the way up to my apartment today, I was like, I'm absolutely getting Chipotle today.
Yeah, I got
it. I just feel it. Yeah, I just can feel it.
And nothing else will hit the same.
No, it doesn't. And it's a certain type of craving for Chipotle. Like, I'm not craving Mexican. I'm craving Chipotle. The other thing I wanted to say about being alone is I feel like when you're in a relationship and you feel the energy of, like, okay, I'm going to lay on this side of the couch and you lay on that one, but nothing is spoken. Like, it's just, okay, I've seen you enough. I'm going to lay on this side. And, like, if you want to put your arm out, maybe I'll touch it. But I'm on my own side of the couch. Thank you. Let's watch the show.
It's funny because Des and I had to talk so much this weekend, like, meeting her whole extended family in Indiana. At the end of the wedding, like, we weren't even tired from dancing. He was like, if I have to have another conversation. The next day, I tell you not, we did not speak to each other the entire day. We slept on the plane, in the Uber, didn't say a word, got home. We were communicating through eyes, like he wanted to go to the bathroom, and he was like, and I was like, like, that's just how we communicated. We were communicating in little groans.
Wait, I love that.
And yeah, it's relationships. What I'm learning from Des, like, he's really the first guy that I'm, like, deeply, deeply in love with, which sounds so corny, but.
No, it doesn't. It
you get
lovely.
Past, we're, like, getting past the puppy dog stage.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, this deep, deep level of comfort. And I think people have to talk about that stage more. There needs to be more songs about it. Like, about just sitting on the couch and being bloated together. Like, that needs to be romanticized a little.
I think it does, too. Because in my last relationship, I felt so safe that I, like, questioned everything. And then, you know, well, we know where that went.
But I do, even, like, some of my friends who are babies now and they have a great marriage at one point were like, we're having sex less and I'm worried. But it's like, no, like, your bodies can't physically handle keeping that shit up.
for so long. Let me tell you, sex three times a day is tough.
I mean, but it is good for your mental health and physical health, and I highly recommend it until you blow your back out.
No, I highly recommend.
Did you have any questions for me?
Yeah, I want to know on the shared note what it means that when you wrote fun ways to show you're pregnant, in parentheses, popsicle.
Oh, my God. I saw this crazy thing going around the internet that I had to tell you about. This girl made a popsicle and used her pregnancy stick as the stick and gave it to her husband, who ate the popsicle and then was just left with the pregnancy stick. And they were, like, celebrating, and I was almost threw up in my mouth.
Vomiting. That is That is the one of the most vile things I've ever heard.
See you in court.
No, literally see that woman in court. Here's the thing that
like,
I...
This is not mine, bitch.
Imagine if that was his response. Like, who the fuck? Okay, this is like a whole, opens a whole can of worms for me.
Yeah.
With like gender reveals. How do you feel about gender reveal parties?
I think it's funny.
Yeah.
One girl went viral. She like farted. She did a joke where she farted a color.
I saw that. I hated that. I hated it so much. I don't think, I'm such a blabbermouth and I'm such a like, if I'm dating someone or like in a relationship with someone, you know what I'm doing every second because I have, you're my best friend now. So like, I'm going to tell you. So I feel like the day that I'm like, I might be pregnant, he's going to be there. Like, he's going to know I'm thinking that. He's going to know I went to the doctor. Like, how am I going to be like, oh, and by the way, I'm pregnant. I feel like whoever I'm with would be like, bitch, what the fuck? Wouldn't you have told me
like
earlier?
Instead, you're like, we have to do a whole performance at Yankee Stadium and then like hit him in the eye with a stick.
Yeah, like, I don't see that for me. I also don't see myself ever doing a gender reveal.
But it's all based on social media. Like, maybe there's, like, a cute cake. Like, that's normal. But everyone just wants to look like they're more excited about their baby. I always, the gender reveal, I always try to look and see if one of the people is disappointed.
The, like, and they are. Oh, and it's usually, and it's usually the guy when he's not having a boy.
Which is so stereotypical because Des wants a girl and I think that's adorable.
My dad wanted a girl too.
Aww.
Yeah.
And unfortunately he got Gary first.
And then
he try
got
again,
Gary.
And then he got his little princess.
Yeah. Wait, I wanted to do some housekeeping things because I feel like the gigglers like will listen to the pod and then ask me the same question in DMs and then I just don't answer anyone. And it is rude of me and it is selfish. In terms of my probiotic stuff... Remember we talked about how, like, we don't care about working out, but we really care about our gut health?
Yes.
And but we also eat enough dairy to kill a small third world country.
Horse. Tiny horse.
My probiotic juice that I drink every single morning is called Good Belly.
Oh.
And you can't get it at every grocery store. Like, every grocery store doesn't have it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You drink, it's, like, purple. I get the purple kind. I think it's blueberry or pomegranate.
Mm-hmm.
And then the probiotic vitamin that I take every day is called Acidophilus.
How long did it take you to learn how to pronounce that?
Quite a while. Quite some time.
Is it working?
Yes, it is.
How do you
know? Because I'm more regular.
Okay.
I have less stomach aches and I'm less bloated.
Oh, wow.
I'm a lot less bloated.
Do you ever take lactate pills?
I don't. Because
I
have
Italian, it's just like fucked up.
Yeah, I have a slight dairy intolerance. It's really like when I mix dairy and gluten that I am not well.
Ooh, it's interesting how you say you're mixing it. The mix is what does it. Because I've had like ice cream and been fine. Or like I've had burrata and been fine.
Like I had a doctor tell me that like pizza is actually the worst thing for me. And I said, no, I think you are, doctor. So see ya. I don't think you contribute to my mental health. So you're not getting.
Oh, my God. Well, that's really good to know. Because are you familiar with prebiotics?
I am, but I'm. How many biotics can I have in me, you know?
Because I barely mastered pro and then they threw in pre and I got very confused. Is there a postbiotic?
I don't know, honestly. Oh, and then in terms of my psychic medium, I need to ask her if it is okay to reveal her name. And then when I do, and then when she answers, I will tell the pod.
I thought you were about to say, is it okay for me to eat pizza?
Wait, no, but she actually said, she was the one that told me to start taking the vitamins. She was like, you have really bad gut health. And one of the biggest reasons on why you might have trouble getting pregnant is because you're not as healthy as you think that you are. And you need, if you get that figured out, you'll be fine. So that's why I started taking it.
I think she just called you skinny fat.
Fuck you, Hannah.
She goes, even though you look really healthy, you're treating your body like absolute crap.
Yeah.
And your body hates you.
And I feel like I'm at the age now when anyone brings up like a fertility issue, it's the only thing that I actually listen to and do. Like, I could have doctors for my whole life be like, you need to build your bones up. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Or if they tell you something about your skin.
Oh, well, that's, you know how I feel about my skin.
Yeah. We love. Finally, there's some shit going down.
Yeah.
In the news.
A lot.
Have you been following the Gabby Petito case?
I think it's horrible. Like, it's one of the craziest things to hit the internet in a while.
It's so heartbreaking because
it's so sad.
By the time we're posting this, the latest is that they found a body. So for people who don't know, Gabby Petito got engaged to this guy, and in July they started traveling the United States in a van, which is, and they also were documenting it on social media. She was like a travel blogger. And it was, it also shows you like the social media stuff looked beautiful and gorgeous, and they seem like the happiest couple.
That was the biggest takeaway that I took from it. Like, wow, look at these people that put their entire life on the internet, and no one had any idea this was the type of relationship she was in. I mean, come on, he did it.
Well, we obviously don't know the extent of what was really going on in their relationship. Like, maybe, who knows? But did you see the body cam footage from the police officer?
I did not, no.
So this is the spin. Basically, August 11th, it's not like this girl just disappeared. August 11th, someone saw the couple fighting and called the police.
Yeah.
Like, it was that bad.
And then they kept them apart for that night. Like, they told them to sleep in different hotel rooms.
Yep. And then...
oh, it gives me, like, the chills.
I guess they didn't hear from her since the 24th, I think. And then if you look at her Instagram, the last two posts are definitely not her posting.
And I saw something, the power of girls and social media stalking. I saw people were like, there's no way. It's definitely an earlier date that she went missing because his last couple posts she didn't like.
Yes. And also, apparently she would geotag every post and she didn't geotag the last two. And if it's him, it's like not detail oriented of him. And they just said that it wasn't like her voice. And I was fascinated by this. And TikTok is all over it, those sleuths. But the scary thing is that he came back, kind of refused to talk to the cops. And now he's on the run as a person of interest.
Yep.
They just took his parents in for questioning. And they think they found her body. And it's like, also with these stories, like, we don't know the extent of what was really going on. And if it got violent, like, we don't know, obviously, like, what started it, what's to blame. Like, there's relationships are so fucking complex. But
it's so crazy because I was recently talking. It was one of my guy friends. I can't even think of who it was now. And it was like in the last couple of months. And we were talking about someone who was in an abusive relationship. I don't even know how it started. But I said, look, like, a lot of girls have been in abusive relationships that you would never even know. Nope. And I was like, a lot more than you think. And he was like, there's no way. Like, I don't believe you.
Because men are not telling their friends about it and what
they're
doing.
And I was like, I bet you half of your friends have either, like, mentally abused a girl in a relationship or...
physically.
I'm sorry, but like physically.
Yep.
And he was like, this is just so crazy to me.
But I also think that there's so many women, especially listening on Giggly Squad, who like suffer in silence in emotional abusive relationships. Also, you could be with a guy who was like super handsome, super charming. And sometimes those people are like the worst narcissists in the world and can be extremely abusive. So.
And girls, I feel like, feel... like when we were just talking about how she was like apologizing to the police officer, like, I didn't want do like my immediate feeling was she felt like embarrassed that she was in this situation. And I feel like that's the number one feeling that girls feel when they're in these relationships. Like, how did I let myself get involved in this? And you just immediately go to blaming yourself and then trying to fix it.
Obviously, these guys are not just abusive. There was like a point in time where they really loved you, or like they were really affectionate, or they made you feel like you needed them, or that you'd be nothing without them, or that you're a piece of shit and you're horrible and they're the only people that will love you. Like, there's so many tactics, and this takes time. It's not just the first date.
This, like, is why we tell our moms everything so that they can sniff out something that's gone awry.
Literally, my mom has never been wrong. And I do, This is like why I told you, like, I would definitely have joined a cult. Like, I'm just, it's, I'm like, I can so easily be convinced of things. I am so gullible when it comes to this stuff.
Wait!
Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code GIGGLY to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today. Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorne. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally, plus they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the Sleepy Time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorne makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorne, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorne is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/GigglySquad and use code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
I started the
Rich. I saw the first episode.
I fell asleep in the middle of it, but I'm invested.
Okay, gigglers, our dope documentary of the week is LuLaRich, but it's about this mid-level marketing, what is it called?
Pyramid scheme.
it's a pyramid scheme. And yeah. But it's not a traditional pyramid scheme. It's like yeah, different. Like
the first episode I was like
cute.
Yeah, I was like, wait, I don't know take what's my money. Wrong.
Take I my mean, money.
The outfit. This is like so bad to say, but like, it's funny how there's West Coast, there's coast fashion, and then yeah. there's everything in the middle. Like, I've never even heard of this, nor have I seen it.
But millions and millions of dollars
billions,
have been
it's
made.
A billion-dollar company. I wouldn't be caught dead in one of those things.
So basically, I've done a lot of research in pyramid schemes. I'm very into them. This thing was basically kind of organic, it seemed, where like they had this really good business and people wanted to sell like wholesalers. Yeah. But their minimum to join is like $5,000, which yeah. is like absurd. Normally it's like 10 piece minimum. If you're like, I worked at a t-shirt company and that's what we'd make t-shirts, whatever.
Yeah.
So, and then they're not making money from getting people, adding people, I don't think. I don't know. I still have to watch it. Everyone watch Lula Rich. It's a wild, wild company where shit goes wrong.
I can't wait to finish it. I'm also fascinated by the couple and how many motherfucking kids they have.
They have many kids.
There's 14 of them, and their son married their daughter.
Oh, yeah, their son married the adopted daughter.
They're not blood related, and they've never, like, lived in the same home together.
Okay. No, keep it in the family. You know,
but
say.
I still don't love it. Like, I just don't love it.
But also, I really like her voice.
I oddly do, too. And there's something about the husband that I'm, like, listening to him, and I'm like, mm-hmm. You are a cult leader, I think.
He is. Well, like, there's some sketchy... I don't know. We don't know the sketchiness
well,
yet.
Well, they're also Mormon.
Which, yes. So that... that's where they got... Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they're, like, preachy,
they're believers.
Kind of.
They're believers. Yeah, and... They tell a story, and... Yeah. They're religious. Finally, did you watch the Emmys at all, or do we have any notes from the Emmys?
Okay, here's the thing. I was on a plane.
Yeah.
Back from Aspen. So I didn't watch it, but I was like looking up everyone's fashion. Mm-hmm. And the girl from My Best Dressed was the girl. Oh my God, now I can't even think of her name. Of what was the chess show on Netflix?
Yeah. It's like Anne Tyler. It's like three.
She wore yellow.
Three words. Yes. Louise.
Whatever. That was My Best Dressed. And also, I'm very happy that Jason Sudeikis like won for Ted Lasso, because I just feel like
He's been through it.
You know,
he looks so cute.
He's on my list.
Do you know who looked good?
Tell me.
Seth Rogen.
Okay, wait, let me Google that, because I feel like I saw a quick picture of his outfit and I didn't love his outfit, but like.
His outfit was, he was trying, but he like lost, let's just say whatever I did during quarantine, that motherfucker
no,
bettered
he's
himself.
Cute. No,
he bettered
is
himself.
Very cute.
His hair looks great. He has it like
controlled. I like the amount of scruff. I'm not loving his
scruff,
outfit, but he's hot.
Not loving the outfit, but he looks, Seth Rogen is a zaddy.
I saw a TikTok and I thought this was really hilarious, and it was like one of those like dub, like tell me your opinion or whatever, and it was a guy being like, what hill will you die on? Like, what do you really believe in? Like, what hill will you die on? And the girl just goes, Jonah Hill. I will die on Jonah Hill.
A bunch of like, girls have Jonah Hill crushes.
I get that. I think when you're really funny, like it just hits different.
His sister, by the way, Beanie Feldstein.
Feldstein, yeah.
Is doing
amazing
so
actress.
Well. She's playing Monica Lewinsky. I have to watch that.
I love that. I can't wait to see
that's,
that.
Okay, you guys, there are so many things in the media that we're seeing over the years where they tried to villainize the woman, and then afterwards you realize who the real villain was, because it wasn't Monica Lewinsky.
I mean, that was wild. Could you imagine being like 22 years old and the president being like, get on your knees?
What did you want that girl to do?
What would you do? What would she, like, if you didn't do it, he could.
Were you going to report the
your
president
career.
To the police?
Yeah. Yeah. Who are you going to
never
tell?
Work in politics again?
The poor girl. And then it happened anyway.
Finally.
Anyhow.
It all comes back to Ben and Jennifer. What's going on? What'd you write about them?
Oh, I have a bone to pick. And I feel like you might like this.
Join the club.
Yeah, because I saw something recently in one of their, you know, many paparazzi pics that they were doing a family night, and his kids and her kids. And look, this is just an opinion, and I'm not right or wrong. It's just the first thing that came to my mind. I'm not married. I'm not divorced. I don't have children. I've never dated someone who had children, so I don't know how it goes. But I feel like her kids just spent so much time with A-Rod's children and, like, forming that bond and, like, wow, you could be my sister one day, and, like, we're kind of a family and our parents both are together, and that was their normal. Then all of a sudden this breakup happens and J-Lo is, like, quickly dating Ben, and now it's a new set of kids that I'm sure they've never met. And now it's like we have to do, like, weird family stuff with them. And I feel like if I was their child, I'd be like, Mom, get it the fuck together. Like, I'm not meeting more kids. And I'm not, like, I just think it was, like, too soon. I didn't love it. I think it's too soon.
I definitely do think, it depends on the family. It depends on the mom, what they think is right for where their kids are. But, like, we send love to those kids because it's so much for your mom to be in these, like, public breakups.
Yeah, and then, like, and by association, you're in the, like, spotlight and
you're in,
like,
the drama.
Yeah, and, like, they're young. Like, they don't know. And it's just, I don't know. I was just like, oh, I
just envision stepbrothers when they leave being like, you touch my drum set?
Yeah, like, I picture J-Lo's kids being like, I'm not going to call him dad. She's like, you don't have to.
I love how Elena was like, I mean, I knew they got back together. I just didn't know from when.
Yeah, she was like, I knew they got back together when they got back together.
Together.
And we were like, dynamite dropping by Elena.
Oh, my God. Finishing her housekeeping.
Yeah. Oh,
the Gigglers, we underestimated the Gigglers yet again. You guys cannot be managed. We announced our first live show, and you guys sold it out before the podcast announced that we launched a live show. Yeah. We've launched a second show that night in Philadelphia. Yep. There's about, like, I think, like, 20 VIP tickets left, which means, like, you get the best seats, and then we meet you afterwards. We take photos. Our merch has dropped, and we have new merch coming out, too, but, like, make sure that you're up on it. And
but, like, by the time this pod comes out, you guys probably will have sold out the second show. So it's really just us being so thankful. Like, we didn't even know 600 people liked us. You know, like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I did not know. I didn't know that you guys were so excited to see us live. I thought you just liked us behind a screen. But I'm so excited to be live with the Gigglers, because, and for everyone to meet. And also for everyone who's like, wait, what if we don't live near Philly? Don't worry.
Yeah.
We're coming. Philly is our first, like, show that we're putting it together, and then we're going to go to other markets. But yeah, we just love you guys. We can't believe this thing has become such a, like, reality.
I can't wait to, like, walk on stage for the first time, because I feel like that energy is going to be absolutely insane.
It's the highest high that you're ever going to feel. But I also remember sitting in Shelter Island with you on FaceTime. Mm-hmm. Being like, well, you were like, we should start a podcast, and I was and then we were like, let's start with lives.
It's
and
crazy.
I remember us both being like, this is a cool idea, but we had, no plan.
We still don't.
we don't. But anyway, we love you guys so much.
Yes,
and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thanks for giggling with us today.
Bye.